The AI ROI divide. Huang's bold claim meets Goldman's $18 trillion warning. NVIDIA CEO Jensen Huang declared this week that the debate over whether artificial intelligence generates a return on investment is definitively over. A forceful claim from the executive whose company has benefited more than any other from AI infrastructure spending. Goldman Sachs released analysis in the same week, pushing back with striking specificity. $27 trillion in AI-related market capitalization gains, set against roughly $9 trillion that Goldman's macroeconomic models suggest is fundamentally justified, producing an $18 trillion discrepancy the bank frames as an earnings bubble risk. The historical parallel Goldman invoked is the late 1990s telecom and internet infrastructure buildout, a period when the underlying technology proved real and transformative. But the monetization timeline was years longer than markets assumed. Both positions can be simultaneously defensible. Huang's ROI claim holds at the enterprise level, where specific use cases, code generation, customer service automation, drug discovery pipelines, are producing measurable productivity gains. Goldman's overvaluation argument concerns aggregate timing and the gap between current earnings and priced-in expectations. Believing the technology works and believing the stocks are expensive are not mutually exclusive positions. The most concrete enterprise AI deployment data point of the week came from Verizon, whose CTO Yago Tenorio said 33,000 employees now use Claude Code, Anthropic's software development AI, and that the company is targeting what it calls Level 4 network autonomy, meaning the network essentially manages and repairs itself using AI with minimal human intervention. That is not a pilot program. It is full-scale deployment across a major U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. A more awkward AI story emerged when Representative Luna defended her staff's use of AI after metadata from a Claude artifact was found embedded in a defense bill summary circulated in Congress. The document notation that Claude Code leaves in certain formats had not been stripped before sharing. Luna's defense was that AI is a legitimate productivity tool, and the summary's substance was accurate. But the incident exposed that no standardized congressional protocol exists for AI-assisted legislative work, a significant gap given that defense bill summaries shape how members vote on a $700-plus billion annual authorization. Former employees told The Information that over half of Grok's traffic is pornographic. Adult content generation is reportedly the majority use case for xAI's flagship AI product. That context informed LinkedIn co-founder Reid Hoffman's sharp public comments this week, calling xAI completely collapsed as a serious AI company, alongside a reference to SpaceX IPO filings showing $6.4 billion in 2025 losses. A Washington Post study finding that major AI chatbots lean left on political questions will have political legs regardless of methodological debate, and is expected to accelerate legislative pushes in Republican-led states already pursuing laws requiring political balance in government-used AI systems.